This is CJ's Tuesday Museday Hour. That's right, and this is CJ on Tuesday Museday Hour on Gosport Hospital Radio. Today's show has no theme, has no format, has no nothing besides great music and me. Let's start it with Van Morrison.
When the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts a thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high the rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go, when you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up.
Thank you.
like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Agree to disagree, but disagree to part. When after all it's just a compromise of the things we do for love.
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 Here we are on Tuesday Music. I'm CJ Denisha, Gosport Hospital Radio. We started out with Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, a song from 1967 from the album Blowin' Your Mind. The song peaked at number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 of that year, but it's been pretty much a standard on classic rock radio since then. That's a lot of years for a song. Then, coming up after, or just after that, we had 10cc. The Things We Do for Love, which is a song that came out in 1976. It was on the album Deceptive Bends by 10cc. The song actually made it, I believe, to I don't know where it made it to on the charts. Number 6 in the UK. Number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. It's actually a song that I remember from my youth, 1976. I was about 17 years old, my senior year in high school, and it was one of the songs that when it came on the radio in my truck, you know, I'd be turning it up and just singing along with it. The reception from Record World was it was a well-crafted tune with a crisp pop sound. Another outfit called it a pop record that combines the best of a strong Beatles influence with solid rock and roll and luxuriant harmonies that characterize 10cc's past efforts. Yeah, that's enough of that. Next, we have The Turtles with Happy Together.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Me and Sue, that I do. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl to stay and won't play games behind me, but I'll be what I am, a solid. Part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, we go strong.
First up there was Happy Together, a song by the Turtles from 1967. It was off the album of the same name, Happy Together, and the song did make it to number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in 1967. All right, after that, Neil Diamond with his very first hit ever. Before that, he was a very successful songwriter, and there's a lot of songs that were recorded by artists prior to this release in 1966 that he had hits with, that he'd written, even for example, the Monkees, I'm a Believer. Well, at that point in time, it didn't really chart, but a couple of years later, on a new record label, Uni Record Label, it was re-released and made it all the way up to, let's see, number six on the Hot Billboard 100. Coming up after a few little commercial breaks, we're going to have something by Billy Joel. Blondie after that. There's going to be some ZZ Top. Oh, there's all kinds of stuff coming up today. Listen up, you know.
We energy-saving light bulbs are perfectly normal. Just because we use less energy
doesn't mean we're weak or dim. Oh, no.
We have plenty of power and come in all shapes and sizes. We produce less CO2 than ordinary bulbs and over our life could save you up to £60 in electricity. To find out more, search online for Act on CO2. Save money, save energy, Act on CO2.
Every Tuesday from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., join Bob Whitbread with Rock, Bop, and Pop on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Whoa, time. Whoa.
So those of you that really aren't familiar with Billy Joel's catalog would probably think that a song like that was written and recorded back in the 50s. Well, it wasn't. It was recorded in a bit of a Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers type of style from the 50s, but it came out in 1984. And it did make it to number one on Billboard's Adult Contemporary chart, and I believe it made it up to number 20-something on the Hot 100, which really is a non-factor, right? It's just a great song. Been listening to it for a long time. All right, coming up, I think it's the third big hit for Blondie. This is The Tide Is High. A bit of reggae for you.
The tide is high, but I'm holding on.
right, it's Tuesday Muse Day. This is CJ Denisha on Gosport Hospital Radio. We heard "The Tide Is High" by Blondie. It was the third number one single in the U.S. on the Hot Billboard 100, off the album Auto American. It was just a really great track, and it was something that even your basic run-of-the-mill non-reggae lover could grab onto. After that, we had what turned out to be number 43 in the top 50 guitar lead solos of all time with ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man. The song itself only made it to number 56 on the Billboard Hot 100, but, you know, in retrospect, who really cares? It's just a great song. Next up, we got something from Britain by the band by the name of Supertramp. This is Dreamer. Join Paul Dodd every Thursday evening from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. with the sound of the 70s here on Gosport Hospital Radio.
You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a cool time then.
Well, my son turned 10 just the other day. Said thanks for the ball, Dad, come on. Said, oh, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away and smiled and he said, you know, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue with the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know where. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a
there. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, I'm proud of you, could you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile,
what I'm feeling like, Dad, is to bother car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then.
My new job's a hassle and the kids at the food. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue in the bell. Coming home, son, I don't know where. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. The little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know where. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then.
All right, that one was Cats in the Cradle, originally done by Harry Chapin, I believe, in 1974. That was a band by the name of Ugly Kid Joe, and they recorded and released that song back in 1992. Yeah, that's pretty much the grunge era, and that's who Ugly Kid Joe was. They were one of the grunge bands from that point in time. All right, before that, what we had was, let's see here. I've already forgotten. Dreamer and Sharp Dressed Man, or before that. Maybe I should pay more attention to what I'm doing. It was Dreamer by Supertramp, which was a Roger Hodgkin song. Or was it? Maybe it was a Rick Davies song. Does it matter to you? At any rate, the song did make it up to number... Wow, it wasn't released. At the end of the year, the live version of that song made it to number 15 on the Hot Billboard 100, but prior to that, I don't think that song actually charted in the States. It was before their Breakfast in America stage, which really ended up being their biggest U.S. Impact. Next, we got Something by U2. Streets, where the streets have no name. Thank you. Gosport Hospital Radio, on air and online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk. Yeah, so what we had there was U2, Where the Streets Have No Name. It was from the album The Joshua Tree in 1987, which was one of their biggest U.S. albums by any stretch of the imagination. The song itself, Where the Streets Have No Name, made it to number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 and really was a highlight live at each of their concerts. So at any rate, what we got coming up is maybe some Tears for Fears, maybe some Tom Petty, and I hope to close it out with something by Steve Miller. So here you go.
Join me, Vicky Thompson, every Friday, 5 till 7 p.m., for the Family and Friends Request Show, made by the listeners for the listeners.
Hey, this is Emma, and I present Emma's Anthems on a Friday morning between 11 and 12 at Gosport Hospital Radio, bringing the music closer to you.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus. In America too, she's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses. And her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard. And all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm
So a lot of people probably think that was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, whereas in reality, it was Tom Petty solo. Well, sort of solo. His good friend Jeff Lynne, you know him of ELO, Electric Light Orchestra fame, helped him write and produce the entire album. The album was called Full Moon Fever, and that was Free Fallin'. That was from 1989, and the song peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100. Before that, it was Tears for Fears, Songs from the Big Chair, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. The song went to number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1985, and it was pretty much classified to be some sort of a great epic type song that was patterned after the Beatles and a number of other artists, but really just a great song, and it has some of the greatest guitar solos in that song that I've ever heard, and they're not really known as a guitar-oriented sort of band. All right, so before we finish up with a little bit of Steve Miller, I need to tell you about a few things that are happening here in Gosport Hospital Radio Land. First of all, let me just remind you, this is Tuesday Museday. I am CJ Denisha. But what we've got going on is some stuff this weekend. First of all, we're doing a fundraiser at ASDA in Gosport. A number of us will be there playing some music for you at the entrance to ASDA. Hopefully we'll have a lot of generosity in the air that day, because that's what we're doing. We're fundraising. We're trying to keep the station on the air. And the best way to do that is to have the community help us. You help us in a lot of ways. You help us by contacting us. You help us by giving to us as far as money is concerned. And there's a lot of ways you can do that. You can head to our Facebook page and learn a little bit about that, or to our website. And there's going to be some in the future, maybe even some ways to donate on the website. Beyond that, we're also going to be at Bay House School Sports Hall for Gosport Comic Con this Saturday. In fact, I do know that one of our team members, Alan Tottle, will be there, and he'll be taking requests from you, playing songs over his little outfit there, and just having a great time. So, see what you can do to come see us, either at Comic-Con or at ASDA, this coming Saturday. And in the meantime, this is CJ Denisha. This is Tuesday Museday in Gosport Hospital Radio, and this is The Joker.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the Gangster of Love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompatus of love. People talk about me, baby, say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, no, baby, no. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. Play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight joker. I get my love and all.
I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I give my love and all the run. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner.
We'll see you next time on Gosport Hospital Radio.